As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily, the challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
With that message, never better get checked. There ain't no difference when the king goes sick. For the gal and a check, fuck around and get.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshaies, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
But I never had it so good, Sports Media Network. Guys, you know, there are times when things just pop in your head when certain situations occur. And you want an opportunity to reflect on those things. The title, Reflection, is very important. You know, we think about things, those are our thoughts. We love things that are important to us. And reflect on things in order to make our lives better. And sometimes we search to find answers in situations where they may not easily be discovered. But I wanted to use Tiger Woods' situation in order for us to reflect on the things that go on around us that may have been easier had someone we loved and we counted on not passed away. And we right now, we see Tiger Woods going through some major issues because he lost the leadership in his life. His father was a major role model in his existence, and he could always look to his father to make sure he was going in the right direction. And now when he doesn't have that leadership in his life, he seems to be finding himself in some dire situations that he can't seem to get beyond. And I recognize that in myself. I recognize that life would have been so much easier for me if my mother had not passed away so soon, because she would have given me some she had the ability to give me insight into the future that was based on sound principles. And sometimes these people are taken away from us so that we can find our own way and not use them as a crutch. And, you know, I use that and I say that, but, you know, we don't know what the plan of our Creator is. And I'm a firm believer in my Creator, and that there's always something to learn from the adversity that is created in our lives. And, you know, we can count a number of people who lost the leadership in their lives and their world fell apart. Mike Tyson was one of those people. Mike Tyson was going to take over the world by storm, and there was no one that could defeat him as long as his leadership was in place. And the moment the old guy died and passed away, he lost his way. And though he dominated during the period the man was alive, he struggled once that man passed away. Dee, do you remember the guy's name? Do you remember what his manager's name was?
Yes, his last name was Customato. And you're absolutely right. As long as Cuss was alive, Mike Tyson he had direction. But as soon as he died, as soon as Customato died, Mike fell into the world of the unknown. Luckily, he had some good managers right after Customato. He had Andy Rooney. I think that was his last name. And he also had But Mike couldn't get out of his own way.
They could save him from his downfall. Mm-hmm. Remember, underneath their leadership, he got charged with rape. Under their leadership, he lost his whatever it was he had, lost it because people became unafraid of him. And so that is the same thing we find with Tiger Woods, who lost his father, and all of a sudden he fell prey to the world. And he seemingly cannot find his way back. And we know that that relates to all of us on a personal level, because I can say to you without any hesitation that I believe that having the foundation of my mother here with me, some of my decision-making may have been different. And I could have avoided some pitfalls that I've had to overcome. And we all had those people in our lives who were that rock that we could bounce things off of, who would give us some insight that we may not have had on our own. And so I just want to talk about that and reflect on it, how important it is to gain as much information as you can from the people you feel confident in, because once those people are taken away from you, you have to sometimes rely on your own ability, and there may be some areas that you fall short on. Andre, what are your thoughts about depending on those people who care so much about you that they won't steer you wrong?
Well, wonderful Wednesday to everyone, and you bring up several components of answering that question. I was just thinking about when you were talking about Tanglewood's father, and I think all of us, or at least most people, have parents in which we value, we lean on, we look to, and they, you know, give us the direction and guidance and wanting the best for us. And all of us, well, most of us have that opportunity to have that relationship. And, of course, when they're no longer in our presence, we miss them. That's a void. However, I think the difference is, as any parent does, you train up a child and you want to instill in them different opportunities so that they can learn. And you're there to help them to stay well, because we know that will not be with our children always. So we want them to be able to, my son attempted one of the things that I told him early on, you have to be able to stand. And he didn't understand it at the time. He used to always get upset with me as to, you know, how to do this. No. I want you to think. You have to understand. You have to be able to think, you know, in any situation. You have to think it through. And he carries that with him now. And we talk about that, but my point of it is, even in the business world, a good leader always prepares someone that's going to follow behind them. So I say that to say that parents, you know, they instill values, and whether you're a coach, whether you're a mentor, you know, you don't have that person depending on you so much such that when you're no longer there that they can't think and make some decisions. These are all adults that you're talking about. And, you know, I think Tiger Woods, like I say, he took a spirit. Different people respond to death and losing loved ones in a different way. So I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong and how long it should take, because all of us grieve in different ways. But I do know that I believe that his father had taught him and taught him well. He taught him from a very young age. Now, you have to understand, when people are taught, they still have choices they make, and they understand, or sometimes they don't think about the consequences that goes along with every choice that we make. So, you know, I mean, the same thing about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson had some critical environment, a situation that he faced before he got connected to that one coach that kind of put him on his path and that type of thing. But I'm thankful that now, you know, he's starting to think and do some things, and he already has the image. So I say all that to say, you know, I don't think people coach, or they love, or they don't parent such that the children will always depend on them. We always teach our children to be independent. You have to be independent. And are we there to help you, to support you, and guide you? Yes, that's our role as parents. But our role is not for us to have them to use us as a crutch. And when we see that, you know, we try to help to make sure that they learn. You know, think about it. When your children are growing up, and not so much now because we microwave so much, but in the old days, you know, we were taught, don't touch that stove. Don't touch that stove. It's hot. And, okay, you can fool around and sneak and touch it if you want to. You're going to get burned and you're going to get a whooping. So you knew not, you know, we teach and we, you know, we guide children, but not for them to be a crutch on us. That's very, because we're doing them a disservice if we do that.
Well, the point is, though, we realize that you, all of us, have to at some point come to adulthood. But as I reflect back, it is always important to have someone who will be completely honest with you and someone that who has your best interest at heart. And though you want to be grown and adult, there's always nice to have somebody that you can go to and bounce things off of when it comes time to make critical decisions, so that
I agree with that.
A different outlook. And so
I agree with
my
that.
Point
and,
is
and
that
I don't know if,
even though you don't necessarily
don't go ahead.
All right, Audrey, let me get this word in edgewise now.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, even though you don't necessarily want to count on an individual forever, it is always helpful to have someone that you know that you can go to in that time of making major decisions. And I just say to you that I have lost that individual in my mother and never really fully gained anyone that I could say could replace her insight. And there have been times when I had to go it alone. And we're just discussing, you know, how it is that we figure out how to go it alone if we have not replaced that person that gave us or was able to give us the insight to carry on. Joyce, what are your thoughts about?
I agree with you 100%. You're exactly right. We always need to have someone that we can depend on that's going to tell us the truth and have our best interests at heart. I agree with that 100%. And I would venture to say, James, that no one would ever replace your mother. Absolutely not. No one could ever do that. But I would venture to say that your mother positioned other people to be there to support you, whether they're uncles, aunties, cousins, or family members that she felt comfortable with, or even some people in your circle, your friends that you are coming up with now. You may choose not to use them, but you're exactly right. None of us are in this world to go it alone. I tell you what, I'm just honored and blessed that I have a family that, I tell you, I depend on them for so much, and you're exactly right. So I agree with that. But sometimes people don't use the, people that they can depend on. They just don't. But there's no one will ever replace your mother. No one, you know. And each of us can say that for our parents.
All right, and I think you came to me. I think what happened with Tiger Woods, believe me, his dad talked to him day in and day out. He had a good foundation. He had the foundation. Now, when you lose that person, that's when you need to dig deep. You need to go back and reflect on what was taught to you, and you use that foundation to go forward. He failed to do that. Not only, like Andre said, he failed to use those people that he put around his soldiers around Tiger, you see. Tiger got mixed up with a lot of people who were letting him do what he wanted to do as far as having affairs and this and this and that, and he got out of focus. That's why when he made that speech that day, that he had to come forward and come clean that day. Did you see his mother? He knew he disappointed his mom because his father gave him the foundation, the book that he wrote, Raising a Tiger, The Raising of a Tiger. Had him ever since he was small, teaching him the ropes. But then sometimes you get a big head, and then, you know, you forget who you are. You really think that you can do what other people do. It ain't about that with you when it comes to you. you're supposed to carry yourself differently. Tiger hadn't found himself yet. Plus, his wife. The wife, when she left him, turned around and married a richer over the man and the whole bit. You know, you forget, you know. And when you got to realize that when Tiger was on top, when he was Tiger, Tiger didn't look at the brothers and the sister, and still probably haven't to this day, some of where he is as far as the foundation. Remember when New Orleans, you know, he came on television saying that we ought to be ashamed of self, stop stealing, but he didn't realize then it was the survival of the fitness, you know. So, you know, yes, Tiger's really confused right now as far as because what he does need to do, what I think he needs to do, he needs to go back and think and get those foundations because he got what it takes to come back up. And then sometime when you try too hard, see he was up there, and it's hard to get back up there. He might not never get back up there. So what you need to do, you need to digest it, you know, take it for what it's worth, and you got to move on. You know, he got all these, you know, organizations. You got to reinvent yourself in another way because that old Tiger Woods, it'll never, because his body has changed. He ain't had too many knee operations. You got your shoulder. Your body just ain't there no more. You know, you was there, but now you got to recreate yourself. So to me, I wish him the best, but I wish you'd just get those foundation because he got what it takes to get back up there. Mentally, he got that foundation because his daddy gave it to him.
Yeah, it's difficult to understand or figure out what it is that you need. Sometimes when you lose your way and the world has a tendency to take over or change your direction. And a lot of people that we know as celebrities have found themselves in these kind of situations. You look at Nat King Cole, who was a celebrity without question, but his daughter could never truly find her way after he passed away. And you can keep looking at countless numbers of people who just have find it difficult to live or survive when that person is not there to tell them no. Regina, what is your thoughts about the need to have that person, that go-to person that you can go to that you know will always give you the right answer based on what, you know, because they always love you and have your best interest at heart? Are you there, Regina?
This is not Regina. This is Kathy. I don't know if you were thinking that this was Regina's number. I'm not sure, Jane.
No. Regina was there, but she dropped off for some reason. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, we're talking about that go-to person who is there to give you the proper answers and help you maneuver through this journey that we are expected to go through. And we see how Tiger Woods and Mike Tyson and other people who had that foundational person in their lives, but once they lost them, have found trouble in finding the direction or the ability to stay on course like they did when they had those people in their lives. And so what is it that you think it is that those people provide all of us when we have them that gives us the strength to stay on track?
Well, half a mile, the destination is on your right.
I believe it's wisdom. You know, sometimes you can be in the presence of somebody and just their presence will say something of who they actually are. And you're drawn to those people because of how they present themselves, what they say, and how they say it. I mean, but God places them in our lives for a reason, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be there always. You know, we're supposed to learn from those people and then gather what we can and then move on. We're not supposed to just hold on to those people thinking that they are the savior and the people that are supposed to take us to the next journey. That's where we get it mixed up.
But it's always nice to have someone in place. I know that I shared before you got on the line that my mother was my go-to person for me when I had major decisions to make. And now that she's gone, I have to rely only on myself when it comes to making decisions. But it always feels to me it would be nice to have someone you could bounce things off of and people who could, even if you went against their thought for you, that at least you would have considered the things that they thought and knew they said it to you out of love. And so sometimes we just need to have somebody who can be honest enough with us to share their opinion and know they're not sharing it from a biased standpoint.
Right, but see, you said it correctly. You said you would always go to your mom, but then after your mom left you, you had to go on what you believe was right. So that's the whole thing. You know, after that person has imparted into us wisdom and knowledge, at a point in time, we should be able to make the correct decision, the right judgment on things that happen in our lives. And sometimes the Lord removed those people so we can stand and make the right decisions. You know, we're always, because like you were saying, look at Tiger Woods, look at Mike Tyson. They kind of fell apart because they always had the go-to person. Ooh, I got to go, and I'm grabbing that person was always accessible to them, but there's not going to always be somebody there for you to make a decision. So if you're in that situation, what are you going to do? If you have to say yay or nay, I'm going to walk or I'm going to stand, and nobody is there, you have to make that conscious decision and believe that what that decision that you have made was the right decision for yourself.
Yeah, and it comes that time, and we recognize that. And it does not mean that somehow or another you're weak, but I have, you know, over the last 15 or 20 years in my mother's absence, I do realize there are some pitfalls that I succumb to that possibly I might have not had she been here to advise me. And it's hard to find good foundational people who will help you on your journey. And sometimes you're right, the Creator may have set up that situation because He wanted you to experience that lack of wisdom and gain wisdom on your own. Because it's difficult to know all the reasons why things happen. And so we have to carry on in spite of the leadership or wisdom that is in around us at any given time and make sure we take advantage of it when we do have it.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, and once you make that decision, whether it's right or wrong decision, you learn from it. You say, okay, I was able to do that, move on. Okay, that didn't work out for me. I'm going to have to try it another way the next time. But thank God that you don't just sit down and wherever you are, but you get up. And that's the thing. We have to eventually get up. That's just like when a baby learns to walk. You know, after a while, the mother allows the baby to take steps where they fall down, but they get back up, and eventually they're walking all over again, as it is with the situations that we face on a daily basis and the things that happen in our lives. Some of the things happen which are destructions are there for a reason, to teach us, to grow us in certain areas, and that's needed. Everybody has struggles. Everybody has downfalls. Everybody has a journey that they're on, and you are going to have good times and you are going to have bad times.
You're so right. Regina, what are your thoughts related to having that go-to person that you can go to bounce your decisions off of, and then all of a sudden have to deal with the fact that that person is absent, or your need, you have to find someone else? Are you there, Regina? All right, we're going to go take a break, and we'll come back to continue our conversation. Because I know how you love that that music with a message.
I knew you was going to say that.
All Well, Kathy, let me ask you, do you think it's important to search for that someone when you lost the one that has always fulfilled that role? Is it important to find someone else to help you get through those times? Because it seems like if Tiger Woods and Mike Tyson had found someone to replace the person that fulfilled that position, that maybe they would be in a better place.
First of all, they have to examine themselves, because even with someone in their life that they depended on, they still were at a place, I believe, where only certain things did they listen to or take advice of. You know, because sometimes people that have money, you can't tell them anything because they think they are the one. You know what I'm saying? So you can only tell them so much, and then after that, they're going to make their own decisions. And even with bringing somebody else in his life, you know, to take the place of the person that they lost, it's still going to be that they have to make those decisions on their own, the right and wrong decision. And sometimes you do have people there that will stand with you through thick and thin and say, hey, man, or hey, sister, that's, you know, what you're doing is not right. You know, you need to change this, or you need to channel this, or maybe you need to get away from these people, or maybe you need to think about doing this, you know. And some people take the advice of other people, but then some people don't. So it depends on the individual. And, you know, it's a conviction when people tell you, you know, something about yourself. But then eventually you should listen and take heed to what they say and change whatever it is that needs to be changed. You know, I just believe right now in Tiger Woods' life, he's searching. He's searching for something, and he can't get it from his money. He can't get it from his friends. He can't get it from alcohol, but he's searching. And once he finds that what he's looking for, then he'll be all right. You know, hopefully before it's too late.
Well, that becomes the issue, because we recognize, or it should be a lesson to all of us, that money is not the answer, because the money is not his problem. And certainly there should have been someone to say, hey, Tiger, you know, why don't you chill? There ain't no reason for you to be in no car under those circumstances. And we don't know how he came to get in that car. But yet there needs to be someone that can advocate for him when he's not necessarily thinking clearly for himself. Regina, I've called you a number of times. Are you there now? Regina? Okay, so, you know, I selected this topic because I thought Tiger Woods and Mike Tyson and a number of other people who found themselves in desperate situations needed someone to assist them through their hard times. And we really need to evaluate ourselves and recognize that in our world, we have to make sure we take the right steps so that we won't find ourselves in a desert situation because of any decisions that we might have made. I know for myself that there are a lot of people who I once thought of as friends who are living a life not like the one they anticipated when we were in high school together. And some of that comes from making decisions that are not in your best interest, or having someone tell you that you need to stop. And like you say, even when you tell them that they should stop, they always have a reason why what they're doing works for them.
Okay,
have you experienced that, Kathy?
I was going to say yes and no, but I wanted to bring something else to your attention. If you thought about those gentlemen who we are talking about today, now, if money is not their issue, what is their issue? What is it that they need at this time that will change where they are in their lives? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not, we know that it's not money. We know that they can go and buy anything that they want. So it has to be something deeper than what it is that they can buy. And it's peace. You can't purchase peace. Peace is something that you get, you take hold to, and you keep forever and a day, because you know that peace is going to take you through the rest of your life. You know, and it's not material, it's not physical, nor is it mental, but it's something from on the inside. And I pose another question. You know, if you could get someone that do not have money, that has do not have access to all the things that they have access to, and you put those two people together, what do you think would become of that? What type of friendship, what type of mentorship, what type of life will become of that, where the two people would really just come together and begin to interchange conversations, life lessons, whatever it is? What do you think will become of that? Because the two are really the same, except for one has money and one does not. So it has to be something on the inside that they are searching for that is allowing them to go down this path that they're going down.
Well, certainly we know that Tiger Woods and Mike Tyson and a number of others, those are just a few, but there are a whole host of others who somehow lost their way because they thought they could participate in things that were outside of the norm, you know. And sometimes people want to venture or test and find out that a lifestyle is not for them. You know, there is a way to keep ourselves safe from danger, and we know the right decision to make, but sometimes we try things anyway. And so in that instance, we subject ourselves to the danger of the world when we want to participate in activities or participate in drug use or maybe things that are not financially feasible. I mean, it can be a host of different things. And those people who give us adequate information through because they love us are the ones that we used to go to, and when they're not available, then we find ourselves making the wrong choices. And I know, Kathy, when you stay in the Word and you commit yourself to the Word, that the Word has a lot of the answers we're looking for.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Because even today, I mean, this morning before I even left home, I was talking to the Lord, and it's just like it's a relationship. So I was talking to the Lord, and I was like, Lord, I want to deny myself today. I want it to be about you. I want you to connect me with somebody where I'm going to be able to give them something that they've been looking for and asking you for. In a conversation, it may be, or even just a smile, or whatever it may be. But that's me denying myself. But most of the time, as we as people, when we go out, it's something about us. It's what we're looking for. Okay, I got to go to the store. I got to get this for me. Okay, I got to go to this job because I need this money for this. But everything is usually about what we want or what we need. But when we begin to not look at what we need, but look at what someone else needs, like I might see somebody out, you know, hungry, and I'm denying myself lunch to give them something. So that's where the difference comes in, that because when you do something for somebody else, it makes you feel different about who you are.
And you're so right. There's a need for us to focus on what is best for the lives of others, or what role are we going to play in the lives of others that continue to bless us despite our own individual shortcomings. And so we have to be prepared to have a positive effect on the world so that our Creator can have a positive effect on us. And we can't lose sight of our importance. You know, I know that I want to leave a mark of my existence here by doing the right thing and looking to leave a legacy that has a lot more to do with those that crossed my path than it has to do with myself. I don't want to be selfish.
And I think we do that, James, on a daily basis. The audience and the people don't know exactly all the things that you do, but that you do, not even being in, but I believe you are doing those things for other people.
Kathy, I ran across something I wanted to ask you about that I think that is really profound, and I found it on YouTube, and there is a grocery store in Compton that is owned by a 36-year-old black female, and she owns and operates a huge grocery store. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was, and you probably saw that on my Facebook page because I actually posted it there, and I was actually in the store on yesterday purchasing some items just, you know, to go through and to be a support to this young lady. I was not able to talk to her per se, but I was able to go through. And I did find everything that I needed in her store. And I said going forward, when I go shopping, the things that I actually need, I am going to go in there and purchase them from her particular store. And the way the store is if you don't know it's there, then you will miss it because it sits behind another store. And diagonally across the street is a big Food for Less. So the competition is Food for Less. But I believe that we should support her. You know, that's why I posted it on my page, and I asked other people to repost it on their page so that people would know that this young lady exists and that she's doing wonderful things for the community, and that we should just support her because she is a young black woman, because she is trying to do something different in her life.
Well, I have to tell you, I did not see it on your page, but I'm not surprised that you were aware of her. But I found it on a YouTube site that I go to a lot just to listen to a guy who does a news show. And he was doing a news show about her particular business even though he was not close to it. But as we looked, as they took us through the store, I was just astounded by how huge the store was and how much merchandise that was available in the store. And it was just amazing and inspirational. And she said that her whole family is a part of her this effort that she's making to run this store. And I just found that to be outstanding. And I thought being in Compton, it just says a lot about some of the positive things that are happening in Compton.
Yes, and that's just one of the things. I mean, my pastor, that's what he talks about. He talks about the building up of Compton. He talks about the greatness of Compton and how the different people that will be doing great things in Compton and the businesses and the different things that are going to come because of the community, the prayers. And this is just one of them that I can say that's going on right now. Now, there are a lot of different things, but this is one that I think everybody should recognize that all things are possible if you believe. You know, she said she was working at Smart and Final. This came in her hands, and she couldn't do nothing but go for it. And I did see some other people. I don't know if they were her family members or not, inside of the store. And I was, when I walked down the aisles, I just smiled because that's a great thing to say, okay, look, this lady has a store. She's doing it. She has all the products that other stores have, you know, and the prices are exactly the same, because that's what I did when I went through. I looked at the prices. I said, okay, that's about the same as if I was in Food for Less or if I was in Ralph. Same prices. I went to the fruit. I grabbed me some fruit, some vegetables. I just got a variety of different stuff that I know that if I was in Food for Less, I would get. So I said, I'm going to start spending my money with her. Why not, you know?
Now, how far away from you is your home from this store?
It's about 15 minutes. I can't walk there, but I can drive there.
That is so wonderful. I tell you, when I saw it, I just thought about one of our major chains, and that this store is just as big, if not bigger, than some of the major chains that I'm used to going into. And her aisles were full of product. They were stacked up and at the front, and I was just overwhelmed by her interview. She seems to be a down-to-earth young lady who's just trying to do something majorly different. And that's a sweet volume. And I think this store has been open for a while because the thing that I saw had to be about 2 years old. So she's been there for a minute now.
I think I heard the guy say yesterday, because one of the other guys, he was like, man, I never knew this store was here. And the guy said, oh, yeah, we've been here for over a year. So, yeah, it could possibly be 2 years. But I know that there used to be a Fresh and Easy. I don't know if you've ever been inside of a Fresh and Easy store to see how big it is. But, yes, on every aisle, there was merchandise, and there were people in there working and stacking up just like they do when you go to a regular store. They were in there refreshing the products that were out and asking if there was anything we could help you with. Did you find everything okay? I thought it was very refreshing.
Yeah, and from the interview, I could tell she was very personal. She said that the store at one time was owned by a Korean organization or individual, and that it had just circumstances had put her in the right position for her to acquire the store, and that's what she did.
Yes, so she made the
back. Go ahead, Kathy.
I was going to say that was one of those times where, you know, she just made the right decision for herself and for her family.
Right. Dee, welcome back to the show. We were just talking about a young lady in Compton, California, who's acquired a large grocery store, and she is an African-American who is about 36 years of age. And a lot of the ugliness you hear about Compton, this is one of those major positive things that we wish was happening all across our country, and that we could assist people in helping African Americans to do better business. I know on my own that I usually seek out to find African Americans who can do the work that I need done around my house. When I'm eating, I try to use or go to as many African American restaurants as I can, so that my money that I'm spending supports African American businesses. What is your thought about making sure that we lend support to those entrepreneurs who are out there trying to make things happen?
I think it's a noble effort to do just that. And thanks for welcoming me back. I had to sign off for a minute. I think it's a noble effort to do just that. We as African Americans that are in business have to recognize that we have to go far and beyond the customer's expectations, especially when we are trying to attract people of color. This is a twofold operation, one of which is to go beyond their expectations and then also to show other persons of in the minority how to conduct business, how to implement the idea that the customer is always right. And then lastly, to show them and to let them know that we appreciate their business and to welcome them back in great service. And so, again, going beyond expectations is one way to do that.
And as consumers, we have to learn how to train ourselves to do what's in the best interest of our people. You know, I mean, my money, it can be spent with anybody, but I'd rather spend my money supporting black businesses and black restaurants, knowing that they need and deserve our support, and recognizing that we have to be, you know, have to those people to show some positive things in our community. And so it's important that we don't squander our money, and we look to make our money have a meaning other than just for ourselves. And I just take my hat off to you, Kathy, that you are proactive in seeking out this store when you can stop at any store you want to, and you sought out this store, spend your money at. That's just amazing. And I just know that's the kind of person you are, and that just continues to make me think of you in such a favorable light, because I know that you're out there doing the kinds of things that make a difference.
Are you posing that question to me or to Dee?
Yeah, I just wanted you to just expound upon that, because I know that you just don't stop there. That is just a way of life for you.
Well, I try, James. I try to do as it says, do as unto others as you would have them do unto you. So I try to make that my lifestyle, to do as unto others as I would have them to do unto me.
Yeah, and it makes a difference, and we need to train more African Americans to do that. I mean, it doesn't mean that you are being racist when you support your own. I know I've heard many times, Dee, you talk about what you are doing in terms of photographing, and those, you know, we need to find ways even from a distance, that we can use your services so that we support you and the things that you're trying to make happen.
James, I appreciate that, and you said that from the very onset, and I appreciate that. I do want to make a point, you know, to young African Americans and young minorities, you know. When you're working for somebody else, and I always like to use McDonald's as an example, the young people have to learn to use the job and the opportunity given to them as a stepping stone to strengthen their personalities, their people skills, to when they move on to the next job, they will become more marketable. So, you know, it's interesting to me when people working at McDonald's, for one, they seem that they, once they get the job, they seem to have a lack of enthusiasm. But, you know, if you know, entrepreneurship is the way this country was built. And so, and my mantra is, if you work half as hard, if you work as hard for yourself as you do for your employer, you would do well as an entrepreneur.
And there's always an opportunity to take whatever it is you learn on somebody else's job and make it work for you. And that's what we need to seek to do, is to take the information that we obtain from working for others to use it to make life different for ourselves. I can just say from my vantage point, I really don't want to ever work for anybody else. I want to create something that will allow me to make a difference in the lives of others. But when you work for somebody, it's hard to make a difference in the lives of others. Regina, I'm going to reach out there to you again. I've done it three times. Are you there today?
I sure am. I've been here the whole show.
Well, Regina, I've called on you a number of times and you ain't say a word. But I appreciate you being here. Regina, what is it and how do you behave when you are out there trying to find the services of African Americans or seek to support African American business?
Okay, you said what is it, the what now?
What? How do you go about trying to support African American businesses and to encourage African Americans to get involved in entrepreneurship?
Okay, that question is very much a part of my life today, and probably more so over the last 2 weeks. We have a group here in Columbia called 1921, which is based off of the Oklahoma bombing incident, where something happened and a whole neighborhood in Oklahoma was just wiped out. Very successful neighborhood. And what we've done, or some folk here have done, is we are striving to replicate that type of situation here, where we keep our dollars within the African American community longer than they have been kept. And we and those who are very much well rooted into the information know that, you know, the Koreans keep their dollars in for, they circulate within their community for years and for months and months, and hours for only just a few hours, if that long. So we look and we seek African American entrepreneurs to deliver goods and services that we need. That is what we are doing here in Columbia. Now, last night, if you saw my Facebook page, I was at a huge baseball field, huge development
situation that we have going on here in Columbia. And when I say huge and extensive, it is huge and extensive. And I had the opportunity to be there for them to explain to me what was the next step with this baseball field. Well, I had the opportunity to be there. I felt very blessed. Did not know I was sitting amongst millionaires, the actual developers. But while I was sitting there, I'm wondering, how can I get African Americans a seat at this table? How can I get African Americans? And that's how we must do. When we are given opportunities, we must immediately seek to pull our brother up along with us for these opportunities. So then today I was blessed to be at a meeting with an African-American gentleman who does something with LED lighting. So my mind immediately went to, I need to get him on the front end of this development instead of on the back end. Why can't he take his lighting products and put them in the buildings immediately after they are built, instead of going into old places and retrofitting the places? So we've got to have that bring up our brother frame of mind as we are blessed with things that we're blessed to be about. And I'm in the process of contacting this millionaire developer for this African-American entrepreneur. And that's what
we're doing. And you're so right, you know. We have to find an opportunity to get a big slice of the cake instead of just the crumbs. And you have to get that on the front end instead of on the back end. And we want our government to recognize that we all pay taxes, and so that we are all entitled to the opportunity to make money from these taxpayer type projects. Don't you think that our governments owe minorities an opportunity to participate in these kind of things because we pay taxes as well?
The first of which is what Ms. Regina just said, you know. I like to encourage would-be entrepreneurs to go into your own business with the mindset of succeeding, not have but at it, all the way live at it. You know, go in with the mindset of studying your craft to where you are the best that you can be. Also, you know, and these are just the fundamentals, because sometimes when you want to co-sign somebody, you know, we have the greatest expectations for them, but do they have the great expectation for themselves? In one way is, you know, do what you say you're going to do. Be where you're supposed to be at on time. Do the things what you're supposed to do, so when there won't be any kickbacks from the person that referred you. You know, yesterday I mentioned in our conversation yesterday about the mindset that seemed like they want to eradicate persons of color because they didn't take advantage of the opportunities that was given them. And that's the same question you just asked me, James. So the opportunities that are given us, let's take advantage of it wholeheartedly, not half-assed, where we can be the best we can be and do what we say we're going to do and not be a disappointment to ourselves and to people that refer us.
All right, we're going to take another short break, and we will come back and have our final word. James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Kathy, what is your final thought for today?
I think we should all start some sort of business. Get out there, get the information and what it is that we're interested in, and go forth. I mean, we know multiple people that have already done this, so it's not hard at all. All we have to do is take one step. And, Regina, I wanted to say I read your post from earlier. I think you guys need to do a protest in front of that store every day until they shut it down.
All right. Regina, what is going on in your community that you need to share with us?
We have, as soon as President Obama was elected, eight, 9 years ago, we had some folk who opened a convenience store, and it was called the Obama Store. Well, I felt it was very insulting. It was on the other side of town, and it did not get shut down at that point. Well, we went to protest another store trying to open up within our neighborhood, where we have four convenience stores selling low-grade wine and alcohol, and within 1.5 mile radius within our neighborhood. And so we prevented that convenience store gas station from opening. Overnight, this Obama store popped up. And just, I'm not going to go any further, every one of them. And three of them within the name, two are owned, well, now three, are owned by the same person. I don't understand how they're able to infiltrate our neighborhoods, why we can't have some sort of overlay over our neighborhood to prevent all of these, this proliferation of these types of businesses. It's just a lot. And the sad part is we don't have a lot of young people who see what's going on. So I'm trying to stay the course, but it's sort of wearing me down there a little bit.
So you are upset about the kinds of things that are being sold out of the store that impact the lives of the people in the community?
And the fact that there are four within a mile radius selling the same thing. And when we went in today, the man gave me a fictitious name, the license, the liquor license, the alcohol license is not in his name. And checking on it, as long as it has LLC on it, that means they can transfer that license across the city. So we couldn't close him down. We tried to close them down today. We could not.
All right. Well, that's something we need to continue to talk about. Gee, what is your final thought for today?
Oh, well, I'm sorry about the conversation that I missed. It sounds interesting and a little bit disturbing. But my final thought for today is failure is not an option. Just keep going forward, and you'll get where you're supposed to be.
And you're so right. We have to be committed to the journey that we're on, making sure that our voices are heard and that we put out the good stories that we shared this evening about what is happening in Compton. And it's important that we always have a voice because, Kathy, what you shared with us today may very well encourage another person in another area to open up a large store, grocery store, in their neighborhood as well. So we have to have these good stories so that people are encouraged and inspired to do similar things in their neighborhood. And you're right. We all should have an entrepreneurial spirit that allows us to have our own source of income and control our own source of income through entrepreneurship.
That is, you know, James, that is so, so, so true. And as I sat in one of my meetings today, I told
share that all the extra money I make this summer goes directly into my business. You know, you got, and then you become really invested, and you'll work harder when you put money in something.
You're so right. Okay, again, as always, guys, I want to thank you for your support, and we'll be here again tomorrow on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, where your voice can be heard loud and clear.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you die. Stay.